the it's Parshat Matan Torah, and Demas is there's a Shaila. This farm keep asking, what was the Chiddush that HaKadosh Baruch was Mechadish Matan Torah? It says that Avraham Avinu was Oymid on Kol HaTorah Kula Achal Nitzdavim, and Lamaisa, the obvious were Oymid on Kamat everything in Torah, if not everything. It also says, I mean, even though you'd say that they became a tzuvah vaisim, but lemaisa it says by Avraham Avinu lemanashi tzaves bonaves beisoy achrov. It says that there was a tzivui of Avraham to his children as well. So besides the inyan of matan Torah, I mean, besides the knowing of the mitzvahs which I knew before, there was also a gedav tzivui. Not sure, it's very not clear exactly what type of toikiv the tzivui had of Avraham to his children, but there could have been it could have been manchalit the dairus afterwards. Certainly there's more schar in a mitzvah vice, like the Gemara says, I mean, the famous Gemara, but so then the pshat in Samar Menatzina is an extra tzivui. The Mashmor says, the Rambam says, the Rambam Chulin, that, I mean, he says Pshat in the Mishnah, the Gemara, that all the mitzvahs before Matan Torah were ke'ilu wiped out, and they were given anew from Matan Torah onwards. So that even though the Ovis were Mekayim mitzvahs and so on, the mitzvahs that we relate to are mitzvahs from Matan Torah, and that's it. Those are the Olam mitzvahs. So what happened in Matan Torah? In what way is the world of mitzvahs after Matan Torah a completely different world of mitzvahs than before Matan Torah? And in it obviously lies the side of Gadol HaMitzvah Vayisa. Tosfos says that the schar is more because of Yetzirah, but it's schwer to see. Yetzirah could be understood as a symptom of something else. I mean, it's not mistava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just added schar. In other words, he became mitzuvim, so we get more schar. There's obviously a change in the whole mahus of Torah that it became le'ein erech cheshava because of the tzivui, and concurrent with that, there's also a Yetzirah, but it's not one b'mkayim the other. To understand a little bit what the chiddush of Matan Torah was in the Olam HaMitzvahs, if there was mitzvahs already. Secondly, it says that when Klal Yisrael was mekabel, when it came down, they said Nase, and they were makdim Nase to Nishma, and the Gemara says that a yotze baskel v'oma migilo roz ze lebonai, it roz that malachi hasharis hamishtamish bem. Who is megala this soy that malachi hasharis hamishtamish with it? The word soid over here doesn't seem to be the right word. It's a very high madrega. It's a madrega of being able to do things nasev and nishma. It's a madrega that Malach HaShoras have. Fine. The understanding that it's a very high madrega, if it would be phrased in the words of, you know, me'ayin lahem madrega kezois, madrega of Malach HaShoras, I'd understand the phrasing of it in that way. But the word, it's a secret. In what way is it a secret? It's ke'ilu, something that's not shayach be'etzim to Adam, and it's shayach to the world of malachim. I mean, that's what Chazal is saying. It's not just b'mikra, a secret that malachim share, and they're very jealous of it, and Adam took it. It's a soid that's shayach to the olam of malachim dafke, and it's called, and it's a soid, meaning it's not something be'etzim is accessible to the olam of bnei Adam. And somebody was megala this roz and produced as nishma. So, in what sense is this a roz? I mean, what's the pshat that it's a soid, and it's the soid of the olam hamalachim. It's be'etzem the soid of olam hamalachim. That's the mitzias of this soid. Third of all, it says one of the maturas of Maimon Har Sinai was v'gam b'cho yaminu l'olam. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the emuna, people don't quite quote it accurately. People say that the yisoid of emuna b'derech klal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is from Matan Torah. It's true that it is a yisoid, but the Rambam specifically, when he speaks about the yisoid of emuna, he says that Torah, that Matan Torah and Har Sinai was the gilui of the emuna, was the kaveya of emuna in Moshe Rabbeinu specifically. The Rambam says in Yisrael HaTorah, when he speaks about the different types of emuna, he says that an emuna al pi oisa moifis, which is the emuna in every navi, is open for an error. It's the pshat that it could have been done through some sort of kesem or kishuf or something of that nature. But the when we heard directly the HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Moshe, we participated in the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, then we became direct observers of it, and we were oimed on it with an emuna she'ein ba'doifi, ve'ein ba'hira, the Rambam says, and therefore, that's v'gam b'choy emin aloylam, that emuna in Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah became a dover kavua nitzchi. So certainly, it's a dover that's very chashuv. Without being maimin emunas Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't, we're ma'ar on Torah. But again, that would seem to be a good prelude. It should have been done before. It should have been done at Yam Suf. At Yam Suf, they should have done an ois. It's something that we'd be able to believe in Moshe. And then Moshe comes from Matan Torah. The mashmos is ki'ilu, the emuna in Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is a part and parcel of Matan Torah itself. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to be nezgale on this har, in order that they believe in you le'olam. Gam b'choy yamin le'olam. It should have been, gam b'choy yamin le'olam is a prelude. There can't be any gilui of Torah unless they accept Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah as being infallible and impeccable. So that would be a hagdar. The mashmos is not that it's a prerequisite for Maimon HaSinai, but ki'ilu it is a result of Maimon HaSinai. It's a purpose of Maimon HaSinai. It says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with Klal Yisrael, B'chodesh HaShlishi, so it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'ata, im shamoya tishmu b'koili, u'shmartem es brisi, v'yizam li skula mikol ha'amim. That Klal Yisrael, if they'll listen to the mitzvahs and shmartem es brisi, v'yizam li skula mikol ha'amim. You'll become a skula mikol ha'amim. So Rashi says the word skula means an oitzer. The Beis Yaakov, the Ishbitzer, is Meirich, and he says that the word skula is a specific word. You know, he uses it to explain what the word oitzer means. The Gemara says, the Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra says that if a person accepts a pikodin from, a person does not accept pikodin, it's not from Noshim, not from Ktanim, and so on. So the Gemara says that if a person accepts a pikodin from a cotton, if there's a problem with giving it back because you don't know whose it is, it says, oisim le'skula. You hold on to it until it becomes a gadol, but in the meantime, oisim le'skula. It's Gemara Bava Basra. So the Gemara says, what is a skula? So the Gemara says, either a Sefer Torah, or it's a dikla, it's the achli b'tamra. You buy a tree and eat it tomorrow. So the Rashbam explains, the idea is you want this pikodin that you took from the cotton to stay around forever and to be mainif peiris. So anything that is, so you have to buy something which has a lasting part and gives off peiris. Mashenkin Rashbam says if you do mischa with it, it's a risk, even though it gives peiris, but you might lose out the whole thing. So the word skula implies not a general oitzer of money, but it implies an inyan that is ki'ilu menif peiris, even though, and without endangering the keren. It has peiris without endangering the keren. Bechlal, the whole musik of skula in the broader sense, that we use it sometimes as skula as refuah in the inyanim of, we say something is a skula for something. The teichen of the word skula is that, because lemashal, when a person has a refuah that makes sense in the world of metzias, so lemashal, a person is lacking iron, and then he eats something that has iron in it, so that's a neat equation. It's the pshat, he's missing something, takes the something that he's missing, And that's how he's healed. A person has a disease, he has something that fights the disease. There's a give and take, and there's an equation. A person is missing X, takes in a certain amount of whatever he's missing, and b'meila he's lacking it in one place, and he has it in the second place. That's the way a normal refuah works. A skula is something like a catalyst. It doesn't have any real reason. The skula, the evan that he puts on, or the kameh, whatever that the inyan of skula is, it doesn't have any cause and effect. It's not used up by the guf. It doesn't take the place of something in the guf. It doesn't have any real physical give and take, and it works. So a skula means it's something like what's known as a catalyst. It doesn't seem to be affected in any way in the area of give and take, but it still produces a certain effect. So skula, in the broad sense of the word, means something that's mashpia without taking place without getting lost in the thing that it's mashpia. More specifically, the word skula, as it's in Bava Basra, means it's a nation. It's a skula means an object that Keren Kayemes, that Oichon Perasei Balam Hazev, a Keren Kayemes Balam Hava. So he says there's the same thing. The Yisrael skula, that's Klal Yisrael. That's what it means. An oitzer. It needs. I mean, it's the Rosh Tevis of the Inyan. But what's the teichon of the Inyan? What does it mean? So Klal Yisrael is not that type of skula that the Keren lives and they eat the Peiris by the Mazeh. What does that translate itself to in terms of Klal Yisrael? As a parallel type of Inyan, you have in the Olam HaMitzvahs, Elu Dvarim She'Adam Eichel Perasei Bo'Olam Hazeh, Va'Keren Kayemes Lo'Olam Haba. So, the what does it mean? It's a whole category of mitzvahs that we get Schar in Olam Hazeh and Keren Kayemes Lo'Olam Haba. So Tosfos says, Lamaisa, he says, Samachlekes, we hold that Schar mitzvahs by Al-Malekah. So it's a very unclear gears in Tosfos over there, whether it's not clear how Tosfos goes, but he holds a machlekes, or he says not a machlekes. But at any rate, the steer is there. How can mitzvahs give a schar in this world if there is no schar for mitzvahs? Besides which, what kind of category? I mean, we spoke in the last few weeks, we spoke about that b'chlal, the whole oilam of mitzvahs is not shayach to the oilam of schar in this world. It's whatever schar is given, kulos and chamuris, they're not shayach to this world. So in what sense is the oilam of mitzvahs b'chlal shayach? What kind of category of mitzvahs is it? I mean, we don't dabble at all in schar mitzvahs. The Tana says, like we saw in Pirkei Avos, that there's no kulos, no chamuris. We don't have a sug in schar of mitzvahs. We don't deal with the world of schar of mitzvahs. So how do you take a whole category of mitzvahs and tell them that Periseilim is in this world and Keren Kayemes Olam Haba? And the end of that brisa, I guess, it's brought down on Shabbos, is that Vatamatari Keneget Kulam. I mean, if you take a look at all the mitzvahs, they all seem to share a common denominator that they deal with ben adam l'chaverim, more or less. There are a lot of ben l'chaverim there. Even tefillah, Rashi says, whatever. They all deal in the framework of gemilas chasadim. It's Talmud Torah k'nei kulam. A, first of all, Talmud Torah, it doesn't seem to be of the same ilk, of the same type of mitzvahs. And the word k'neged kulam, I mean, what is k'neged kulam? The Mishnah, the Braisa, is not ranking the mitzvahs in any order. It's just saying that there are mitzvahs that you get schar in this world and the keren stays in the other world. What's Talmud Torah k'neged kulam? If we're saying who's the most chashuv mitzvahs, then these are the most chashuv mitzvahs, so Talmud Torah k'neged kulam would be a clear hemshich. But the Mishnah is telling you a property that a lot of mitzvahs share. So if Talmud Torah shares in the same property, so fine. In what way does it become Talmud Torah k'neged kulam? Where's the k'neged kulam over here? Okay. The mitzvahs of mitzvahs, the word mitzvahs comes from the word tzivui, mitzvah. You have someone tells you to do and you do it. That is the pashat taish of mitzvahs. There's another, the word mitzvahs has another way of being understood in terms of Tzafsa. Sfarim always bring this hagdara. The word seves in Lashon Aramis is a Lashon Aramis, Lashon Kodesh later, means something that is a chibur. Tzafsa means as a group. and the Baba Kamel, the Baba Kamel, Baba Asmar says somebody that's not learning should still stay, you should still keep him in Cheder because he should be tzafs of the others. He should have the company of people that are good ashpa on him. Tzafsa kagorim lo, the Gemara says Baba Kamel by Cheshet v'Katan. Tzafsa means company, and it's Miloshna peer, group, together. When you have two people, in machshava, each person is separate from the other person. Each person thinks by himself, feels by himself, understands by himself. There is no real. You can try to communicate through words, but be'etzem the olam machshava, each person is to himself. They can only meet in olam ha'maisa. You like someone and he likes you. You shake hands. And in the chibur of the olam ha'maisa is where you have an expression of each person's machshava. So each person's machshava stays by him. It expresses itself in olam ha'maisa, and in olam ha'maisa it's possible to have a chibur with the other person. The chibur can take place in two ways. For instance, let's say I have a certain interest in something and the other person has a certain interest and we meet up at some point of Asiya. We both go to fight together. We both go out to plan together. We merge. Different ways in which people are mischaber al ma'isa. So since my ma'isa is the end result of my machshava and your ma'isa is the end result of your machshava, at the point that it intersects, it's a point of common interest, and this point serves us both together well. That is the nominal way in which Olam HaMaisa is mechabed to Inyanim. There's another way. From Olam HaMaisa, I can start to track down your Olam of Machshava and Hagosha. I can start, without a gilui of olam ha'maisa, then I can't go into your olam ha'machshava and into your olam ha'agoshes. But if, for instance, if I meet someone and we shake hands and I feel it's a very strong and warm handshake, so I start saying, you know, there's a lot of feeling in it, there's a lot of friendliness in it, v'chulu v'chulu. So olam ha'maisa is... it's the end of my machshava, and for me, it's the gateway to the other person's machshava. Let's take another mashal, a parallel mashal in a very different tchum. Let's say a person is, you have two people investigating, two people are dealing with metals. One person needs a strong metal to build something with it. So he takes 10 different types of metals, and he keeps punching holes in them until he gets to the one that's the strongest one. And he says, this is the one that's most useful for what I need to build a car. Then he says, it stands to reason that if this type of metal is good for this, it's strong, so there are metals that are similar to it, and they probably have the same properties. You could try them as well. V'chulu, v'chulu. And he keeps building a whole framework of metals that are stronger and so on and so forth. There's a second person who says, what is it that causes certain metals to be strong, certain metals to be weak, certain metals to be like this and like that? And he takes the different experiments, the different metals and the type of hole he was able to punch in it, and starts extrapolating what is the guiding factors, causes that make one easily bendable and weak, and what makes one hard. So both of these, the takeoff point for both of these people is the lemaisa, is the punching the holes in the metal. They're both, as far as the experiment of punching holes in the metal, they're both in the same place, because that's the only place of the olam ha'maisa. That's the only metzias that's a metzias. The question is, how does the road go? Does the road start from me to the metal and back? I say my needs are a strong metal. Let's see which metals are stronger and weaker and so on. Or do I start from the Meisa as the end point of a world of concepts and extrapolate backwards to the concepts that went that are the cause for the result of different of different phenomena of the metal being punched at different with different weights. So you have a technician Lamashal who's starting with the Olam HaMaisa and bring it back to him. He's dealing with his machshava is that he needs a car and he's looking for a strong metal, and then the Olam HaMaisa is the end of that machshava. And then you have a scientist or a research person who's starting with the physical phenomena of the metal, and he's extrapolating backwards to the idea to the underlying laws that, that produce those results. So in Olam HaMaisa, two olamas of machshava meet up. There's the machshava of the person from him to the from himself to that to Maisa, and there's the machshava from beyond that, that from the Olam HaMaisa to the Sheirish beyond that. The Olam of Mitzvahs, you know, it's Torah is the Havana of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Havana Kaviyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It expresses itself in Olam HaMaisa through Mitzvahs. You can't, there is no understanding except that which expressed itself in the mitzvahs. The other way, a person has needs, desires, fulfillments, and if a person thinks honestly, the culmination of it is in Olam HaMitzvahs. So you have a situation like Avraham Avinu before Matan Torah. Avraham Avinu before Matan Torah was something Chazal called philosoph, chacham. Avraham Avinu was oimed on Torah because he looked into himself and he said, if I'm honest with myself, I realize that I will not be satisfied without this. And I realize I won't be happy without that. And I realize that I need this. So, Lamashal, understanding that a stable family life is a lot more satisfying and fulfilling to a person than a life of hoilulus, so Dini Arayas fall into place. Understanding that there's certain macholim that are especially misugal for a person's nefesh, so Nyani Kashrus fall into place. But all of those inyanim start with the person's own mitzias and end at the Olam of Mitzvahs. A person says to himself, what's important for me? What do I need? What will make me happy and fulfilled? And he gets to Olam HaMitzvahs. A little more of a fine sense, Avraham Avinu was able to see what the purpose of everything the Bria is. But again, it has to Bal Karcho start from you and lead to the Olam of Maisa, because that's all that exists. That's why Avraham is called a Chacham, Avraham is called a philosoph. Different in Yanim, but the word is it starts with your framework of ideas and it takes you, the culmination of it is Olam HaMitzvahs. That's what's called Derech Eretz Kodma L'Torah. Derech Eretz Kodma L'Torah means, literally, Derech Eretz means there's a road on Eretz. Eretz is the world of Maisa. There's a road that goes someplace. There's a natural road that takes you to Torah. And that is the others was all of Bchina Derech Eretz Kodma L'Torah. They all took the road that's natural in this world. For instance, if somebody takes a look at a wild piece of land, and he's trying to plan out roads, there's a natural system of roads. The roads will go on the bottom. They'll be where there's flat ground. They'll be where there's this, where there's that. Even before the first person laid a hammer or a shovel, there's a natural road. The ground itself, the topography itself, is waiting to give you a road. It's smoother here. It's neater there. It's safer there. So there's a natural road that falls into place. Mikoyach the Eretz itself. So Derech Eretz Kodem LaTorah means there's a road within the world itself that goes to the same Atara. But it can only take you from you to Elam HaMaisa, and that's it. The most I can say to a person is, listen, you'll only be happy and you'll only be fulfilled if you do the mitzvahs, because they're natural for you. They fit you be'emes. Everything else doesn't fit you. But from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Olam HaMitzvahs, there's a whole world of machshava from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Olam HaMitzvahs. That could not have been nisgala beforehand. In Torah, this is called Soid. That chelik of Torah is called Soid. Soid, which is what we call Kabbalah, Soid is not the pshat because you don't tell it to too many people, or because you don't, you know, you're not allowed to teach it berabim. That's not why it's called Soid. I mean, the different sfarim speak about why it's called Soid. It's called Soid because you can't extrapolate it from the mitzvah to you. When a person deals with a mitzvah, sits down with a mitzvah, and he looks for taimei mitzvahs, he can come up with 1,000 taimei mitzvahs that deal with him. This mitzvah makes a person more of a rachman. This mitzvah makes a person this. It's like the chinuch. The taimim that the chinuch and the Rambam give in mitzvahs are not soidis, because they are between you and the mitzvah. You might have to think long and hard to get to them. But it's not a soid because it's there. It's just waiting for you to realize it. The world of soid deals with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's time in Kaviyoch for the mitzvahs. The mitzvah is a makom, the world of mitzvahs is a makom of tzevis, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machshava and your machshava intersect. It's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaveh on mitzvahs became now the vehicle, the seif pasuk of his machshava. Seif maisa machshava tchila, we now have a world of ideas stretching from the mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And b'meila, we can now start looking and understanding mitzvahs mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not mitzad us. And the whole world of Kabbalah is called Soid because it deals with the mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's taimim kaviyochol that for the mitzvahs. It's not, I mean, the world of Soid doesn't give taimim mitzvahs that are satisfying to us as us, because they don't speak to us and our needs at all. They speak in the understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol, how it expresses in the mitzvah. This mitzvah is this tikkun, this mitzvah is this oilam, this mitzvah goes from here to here. All of those are in yonim mi mitzvah olamalot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megale in Har Sinai was by being mitzvah on the mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megale that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to take mitzvahs beyond from the point of Asiyah to the point of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Avraham Avinu and the others could only go from us. Mitzvahs had to make sense in our context, and they went from there beyond. Let me explain a Maim Chazal say that the mitzvah of Parah Aduma was not niskala to anyone. Not even Shlomo HaMelech could be oimer on the tam of the mitzvahs. Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, was oimed on Parah Aduma. So we say it in the period, it's there, that to him you are megal at the time of Parah Aduma. Man of Shach, if it has no time, it's the ultimate chayik, then how could Moshe know the time? If it has a time, why wasn't Shlomo oimed on it? The teretz is, Shlomo was the chacham mikol Adam. In chachmas Adam, and in the oilam amaloya, Parah Aduma is amputated. Parah Aduma has no mahala from the person to the Parah Aduma. There is no tam. In the sense of tam and mitzvahs that go from Adam to the mitzvah, there is no makom. There is no tam. And b'meila Shloimeh's chachma, which was makif, all the chachma in the world as such, had no makom to it. From the mitzvah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course there's taimim. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just throw down mitzvahs as a whim. Moshe Rabbeinu's deher was a deher from the mitzvah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in that world of from the mitzvah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's, of course, it's mole taimim. And there's a deher, in that world there's a deher for that. I mean, obviously Shlomo knew it also the way Moshe knew it. But in the world of Shlomo's mitzias, was Chacham Kol Adam, there was no time for it. In the world of Moshe, there was a time for it. The raza of Nasev and Nishma is that it's a soid because be'etzim it's a soid. And here's the difference between Malachi Asharis and Adam. Adam, it says, the Rambam says, that Malachim have a Havana and a Tfisa in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is as big as their Metzias. Adam starts with Havana and Tfisa that's divorced from Olam HaMaisa. The Metzias of Bechira Chof just means that a person is a fully cognizant entity. He understands, he thinks, he reasons, and has consciousness. He could decide to do mitzvahs and not decide not to do mitzvahs. So in a person's mitzvahs, the world of mitzvahs, it starts with machshava and ends up in maisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu El Kimbar Sodom Yosha, and he should use his seichel and get to mitzvahs. In the world from the world of mitzvahs, the malachim are the other way around. Malachim are brias of asiyah first. A malach is created within the Olam Asiyah of doing mitzvahs, of doing mishlichas, not mitzvahs. He is given he's not only a robot that does it, but he dehers the Olam of mitzvahs as well. So the soid of Malachi Asharis are privy to soid, not because someone's megala to them, but their whole mitzvahs is from the Maisa to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are be'etzim a shliach, refoil is a shliach for refuah, and mechol is a shliach for Klal Yisrael, and so on and so forth. And they hear the hamaka of their metzias. The Rambam says that the havan and the tfisas exactly kefi the shlichas. So a person who's given bechira starts with machshava and bechira, and he works his way to olam mitzvahs. A malach starts with the olam ha'maisa, and he dehears the maisim that he's doing. So Naseh v'nishma is be'etzem the response to Matan Torah, because there was Matan Torah. And the Megillah Rozeh Lebonai, it's the Malach HaShoros Mishtamshim Boy, because that's the etzem Metzius of Malach HaShoros. And it's a Soid, because this is the part that stands behind the mitzvah. Not between the mitzvah and the Adam, but between the mitzvah and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The skula of the mitzvahs shakaren kayemes boilam haba, and the Maral says it in a little bit of different slant, but I'm using his avana. We're not talking about schar in the sense of schar. That's either like Tosfos says schar mitzvah by Amaleka, or you know we don't know kalan chamura. It's a different nekuda. Some mitzvahs like choik are only shayach to that world, like paraduma is only shayach to soid. It has no mitzvahs here. Some mitzvahs are more understood. The mitzvahs of Olam, of Chesed, are all mitzvahs that their mitzvahs is be'etzim shayach to this world as much as to that world. Chesed is the most obvious of mitzvahs from this world, and that's why the shayach to Olam mitzvahs was Chesed, like Avraham Avinu. It's very simple to understand it from here to there. So the Brais is mechadish, the Brais is mechadish, that all of these inyonim, mitzad the inyonim, a person has to understand that the tfis in Olam HaChesed is, there's a world of peiris b'olam hazeh, there's a world of tfisa and taimei mitzvahs in this world that are there to be taken. A person should do chesed because chesed is the right thing to do. It's a good thing to do. Rachmim is a good midah. V'chulu v'chulu. And a person has to dehear that he hasn't touched the etzem mitzvahs of chesed. That the etzem mitzvahs of chesed is a midah that stretches from the ma'isa mitzvah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Talmud Torah is connected kulam, because in the sharpest of all places you dehear it in Talmud Torah. Because Talmud Torah is something which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is we have to understand it, and without a tefisa in Torah, it's not Torah. So Torah is kol kuloi from us to the mitzvah, and Talmud Torah is kol kuloi from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the mitzvah. Like it says, like Chazal say, the famous Chazal we've mentioned a few times, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving the luchos to Moshe, and he said, Hanichali, so Moshe was holding to two tefachim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was holding on to two tefachim, and there's two tefachim in the middle. That's the tzir of the Olam of Talmud Torah named Kulam. There's a tfisa that's kulay b'dei Adam, the world of Taimei HaTorah, Tavanas HaTorah, Tfisa HaTorah, that's from us to mitzvahs. And then there's a world from mitzvahs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's Kulei Biyadei. And then Torah Gufa is between the two. The Shnayim Be'emtza is between the two. So in that's the Pshat, the Skula, the Yisimli Skula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael that Klal Yisrael's Mahus will become a Mahus where they'll be Mechaber, the Metzias of Ovis, of Adam Eichel Perzom Lom Hazeh. There's the Tfis of Ovis, but they will get the Shroshim where the Tfis and Torah goes beyond the Oilam Amaisa to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael with Matan Torah becomes an Am Skula, because a Skula is something that the Karen is not Miskala, and we're not talking about Schar. We're talking about the Etzem Metzias. The Ruchnistic world of Mitzvahs and Torah becomes a world where a person is Mitzuvah, and on the one hand there's a Tfisa Sichlis and everything. That's the Sheirish of Avram. That's the Peres Boilam Hazeh, and it's correct to be Misasik in it. Meidach Gisa, the Metzius of Torah goes beyond it, and it becomes, and the person becomes, there's Shroshim that have no Sheikhas to this world. The bulk of it, the Teichen of it, goes beyond, from Mitzvahs, beyond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Metzius of in the world of Mitzvahs, when a person thinks about what is he striving for, what's a person heading to, where is he going to? So, a person has, if he's a Baal Nefesh, he understands that he needs fulfillment, he needs to be happy, he needs, whatever framework a person has of Shaloi Lishma. Shaloi Lishma means that people make a mistake when they say Lishma means without a reason. There's no such thing, without a reason is nothing. Without a reason means that the person doesn't believe das, basically. It's a whim. A whim is not a compliment on a person. The difference between Lishma and Shaloi Lishma is, Shaloi Lishma means I have my framework of needs, desires, goals, and so on. Will it help me? It fits in. You know, I have my pigeonholes, I have my boxes, and I can explain all of Torah to fit in well. If you learn a lot of Torah, you'll become very smart, and it'll sharpen your brain, and you'll understand things well, and it's good. Is it true? It is true. I mean, if you do chesed, listen, the world is a world where you never know. Sometimes you might need it, sometimes the other person might need it. It's hard to enjoy your suda when someone else is hungry. There are a thousand taimim, there are true taimim. If a person curbs his taivis in one place, there'll be a lot more batamt in another place. Is it true? Yeah, it's true. So the person has his own set of needs and desires and an image. And Torah will fit into it as long as it's not lekanter and ra. Torah will fit into it. That's called Shaloi Lishma. It's my ends, my goals, my desires. And Torah fits in because it is a true. And a person has to start like that. The Rambam says Mefurish. The Rambam says, I think it's the beginning. I don't remember where he says this, if he says it. He says it in one or two places. He either says it in the Akdamah Techelik or another place where he speaks about Lishma in Talmud Torah. He says, you should not start by teaching a child Lishma. You should start by giving him candy, then money, then covet. Finally, if he's holding there, you megalin le rozeh. It's very hard not to feel that the rozeh that he's talking about of Lishma is synonymous with the rozeh of Nasev Nishma. But then there's a second chelik of Torah. A person gets different musagim when he's learning. When a person's misasik in Torah mitzvahs, so it's not only the pshat that he's able to plug in all the holes in the boxes that he prepared. He gets a new set of boxes. There's like, the Gemara says, it's a soid niflad ma'oid. It says about the special chvivas of Eishes Neurim. It says, ein isha karesis bris ala misha oisa isa kli. It's not, as when a person is a kli and something else becomes a milui, there's no krisas bris. Because never ever does the milui fit the kli perfectly, or more than that, the kli existed without the milui, and it could be different things. Could be memala the kli. When the kli became a kli with the milui, then you have a krisas bris. The krisas bris of Torah, the parasha starts with a krisas bris on Torah, was that from this point onwards, it's not only the pshat that a person's, that Torah would be the end result of fulfilling my desires and my ambitions and my goals. Torah would become something that would shape the person's, that would shape the person's goals. A person who's a Ben Torah is someone, he learns to think differently. He learns to understand differently. He learns to the her mitzvahs differently. And he struggles to give it over to someone who's not a Ben Torah because it's two different sides of the fence. The person has no kelim to understand it. For a person, a mashal, whose only thing in the world is money. And so you have to explain to him Talmud Torah in terms of money. If you do this, you get this amount of money for it. But if you try to explain it to him in terms of Talmud Torah, you don't have the words because it's not part of his mitzvah. He has no receptor. His brain doesn't have a receptor for the musig of lishma. What a person has to find himself as a person does plunges himself into olam mitzvahs. I once saw a katnas hamoichin of a person. The person was a fruma person. Not him. It's from a generation, two generations ago. He was putting his aris on in yoni tefillah. So he says he doesn't like all these shlishirotzes that the Mekabalim tossed in with being mechaber, different ilamas. He tossed it all out, and he put in his own yirotzes with nice little time and mitzvahs for each one. Very pleasant. Diktuk is perfect, rhymes nicely, and the time and mitzvahs are very suitable for every single person. Fine. So is anything wrong with it? No, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But the person is a very nourish person, very katnistic meichet. It's true that a person should approach mitzvahs with the timing that are nigea to him. I should do this for this reason, for this reason. But when a person touches a mitzvah, when a person touches tefillin, when a person goes to tefillin, a person has to say, listen, the purpose of tefillin is to watch myself that I don't go bust on my taivis, I don't go bust on my this, I don't go bust on that. That's the time that brings it to tefillin. But when a person puts on a pair of tefillin, a person should be oimid that tefillin is to be meyachid yudke with vavke, even if he doesn't know what it's about. Not to fool him something that he knows what it's about, but understanding that once a person does the mitzvah, there's a krisas bris fakert. The mitzvah creates in the person a receptacle for something that's beyond the person. There's a krisas in every maisa mitzvah. There's a krisas bris lemisha isa isakli. The every mitzvah makes a person to a kli as well. Besides filling a previous kli that the person put out for the mitzvah, it's filling it. Understand that the mitzvah takes it beyond your nourished little veld. The world doesn't go around you. You're latching onto a big bright world. It's like a person who comes into a huge. It's like a beggar who comes into a huge ballroom of a beautiful chasna, of an extremely expensive chasna. And he's still figuring out where to get a doggy bag to put some food in, to put into his pocket. He doesn't look around him because his world is still shy after how much meat he can stuff into the doggy bag and get away with it. That's his mitzvah. Is that all you are? I mean, a person has to at least be aware that when he's entering the Olam HaMitzvahs, from the point of Matan Torah onwards, there's a krisas bris. B'chodesh HaShlish is a krisas bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And the krisas bris is V'yisim Liskula, that Klal Yisrael will from now on have payrus in this world and a huge Karen Kayemis Olam Haba. Mitzvahs will not stop and start at his Narish little Veltalim. Mitzvahs will start at his world. They'll definitely enhance his world, but they're going to take him to a world beyond it, to a world of musagim, of where being miyachid, yudke with vavke is the most important thing in the world, and making this tikkun and that tikkun. And again, not that we have the hopes of understanding much of it ever, but just the understanding that mitzvahs transfer us from one mitzvah to another mitzvah. The change that happens in everybody's Kabbalah, everybody's Yom of Kabbalah Satayra, everybody's Zman of Kabbalah Satayra, and this is the Tkuf of Kabbalah Satayra, where a person is also in it, is a person has to wait and anticipate that Torah and the mitzvahs that he does will not only the pshat, they'll fulfill the goals he set for himself, but as good as they are and as fine as I've been saying, but they'll take him from where he is to a ruz of Malach HaShoras, a world that Be'etzim is now behesta for him, a world there's no sheiches to. The Etzim Mitzvahs of Torah and Etzim Mitzvahs of Mitzvahs will make him into a kli to become a skula mikol amin. Shabbos.